Lessons for the lay. Parshas Mishpatim on location. Parshas Mishpatim on location this week. Mamash overlooking the beach of Miami Beach, Florida. Staying together with the wonderful people at Yachad and the great organization and the great assistance that they provide throughout Klal Yisrael. The schus of being together with my wife, finishing the half marathon in Miami today, and teaching you on location. Ve'elo mishpatim in this week's parsha. Ve'elo, the lashon of chibur in this week's parsha. Understanding that it's not just simply the Torah that calls the brachim, but it was accepting, and in fact, Nashem Nishma is in our parsha dafka, the many chukim mishpatim that are given. Among those in this week's parsha is one that is extremely important. Midvar Shecher Tirchak. Perchav Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Midvar Shecher Tirchak V'naki V'tzadik. Al Tarog. Be careful on who, when we adjudicate, who we put to death. Ki lo etzdik rasha. It is true as well, in Parshas Kedoshim we have Lo tignovu, lo tichachshuv, and lo tishakru. But it is this mitzvah of lo ledvar shecher tirchak that many of the money have mitzvahs, among them the Hirayim, Tashmitz, and others, count as in the iser min haTorah part of the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Gemara in Shavuos elaborates on this in Daf Lamed Amid Beis to Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. The many different instances of Madvar Sheker Tirchak. Minayin Ledayan, Shal Yasa Sanigul Ledvarov, Tamad Lomid Var Sheker Tirchak. Minayin Ledayan, Shal Yoshev, Tamad Bor Lefonov, Tamad Lomid Var Sheker Tirchak. Minayin Ledayan, Shal Yodel Lechaveru, Shu Gazlan. Vechein, Achi Adua Bechaveru, Shu Gazlan, Minayin Shalom Yitzar Fimo, Tamad Lomid Var Sheker Tirchak. And in fact, the great Svarim of Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita explained the Parsha Svarim and those on the Gemara's has many different shilos of the intricate places where a person seemingly should and can lie for shalom bayis, shum kavod abrios. But how is it going to be if he himself is lying in Midvar Shecher Tirchak and he deals with it in many different appropriate ways? But really, the essence of Midvar Shecher Tirchak is something very unique in this pasuk that we see no other place in the Torah. And in fact, this is pointed out by Rabbonim of Pishescha, who says the Lashon is Tirchak. We have no Isser in the entire Torah where it tells us to go away, run away, distance yourself, go far away from it. Similarly, it reminds us that Hashem abhors falsehood. We are commanded to stay far away from it, from even the appearance, even the schmack of a possibility that someone will think that a person has lied. And this is the midah, the important midah of emes. Emes is the most important of midos. Chos Moshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. There's a beautiful pasuk in Tehillim and Pehei Yudbet. Emes Mi'eret tismach v'tzadik mishamayim nishkaf. Truth springs up from the earth. Justice looks down from heaven. Says the beautiful Beis Halevi. So why is there no emes in this world? He was asked. It's tismach. It's like a tree. It's there. It's out there. He says, because a tree, you got to bend down. You got to work on it hard in order to bring out the tismach, the tree, the planting of it, the working hard on it, the toiling, as we spoke about last week. People don't want to step and do the dirty work that gets emes. The Kutzker says, yes, you have to plant the seeds, but make sure the thorns are not there. You have to bury the sheker and stay far away from it. We don't have this exact lashon, but if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos, the beautiful Gemara over there, Shin Sheker Tav Emes. My time is sheker, makvimilo, emes mercharko. The shin of sheker is falsehood. The tav is emes. Explaining the leathers. This comes basically from the addition that we do have. The Zohar says this. The Medrash Osius Rabbi Akiva says that emes yesh lo reglayim, sheker ain lo reglayim. On a simple level, it means that the word emes, the osios of emes, and that's what the Gemara seems to be saying in Shabbos Kuf Dalad, that the word emes, the aleph, has the strong two legs, the mem has a strong bottom, and the tav has the strong bottoms. But sheker, what does it have? It has this kuf that's about to fall down. The resh only one leg. Sheker ein lo raglayim. What does that mean? So yes, it's true, we do see that sheker sometimes seems to outweigh. And it's dafkin, that point where something should be strong, that unfortunately it is not seen by everybody to be strong. Milsa b'dicha, in certainly a joking way, the brother of the great Maharal, Chaim ben Rabbi Tzalel, Lowy says the beautiful idea, just to keep in mind. He says, no, raglayim means shalosh regalim. If you take the word sheker, sheker equals shir hashirim, koheles, and rus. The Megillas that we read, yesh lo raglayim, that has raglayim. Regalim, ein lo raglayim, it's the opposite. It's the emes, iyuv, mishlei, and tehillim. Okay. A nice way to learn it out, there actually might be an idea there. Those are the things that should be learned in depth. Tehillim we just say all the time, but we should really study it. And Eov, Mishlei, people don't learn as much. They should have the raglayim, maybe. But he says really much more deeply. Emes has all the otzios, all the nikudot. But it's mission one nikudah. This is the same nikudah that the Ovos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Rachel Leah, Rivka is missing, Sarah is, and that is the shurik. Shurik comes from the lashon of sheker, and that's not in any of those osios, because we stay far, far away from it. Bala Turin points this out, says emes, bereishis bara emes, bereishis bara elokim, midov emes. And of course the letters of emes is emes. The first and last letters of our alphabet, mem in the middle, where sheker doesn't make any sense. It's the end of the alphabet, should be kuf, shin, then resh. Maharal explains, it's out of order, not evenly spaced. Emes is very even. Moshe Wolfson points out that if you take the first words of emes, is im. Im means if. For example, a person says, if I study very hard, I'll do well on the test. Well, the emes will only come out if the if actually happens. That then will be emes. It's interesting to point out, Yitzchak Isaac Chaver points out that who brought sheker into the world? Sheker was brought into the world right away, and it was by the snake who brought sheker to Chava. And of course, what was his? Mida connected Mida. It was his raglayim, shein lo raglayim, that was taken off from him. The concept of emes, in emes leYaakov, is the journey that a person is always moving. He's always seeking the chesma shel kadosh baruch hu. He's always seeking to find emes. I had the schuss 2 weeks ago. Very, very interesting speech I heard by a professor, I would guess to call it. I don't think he's a professor, but he has a doctorate. Very, very interesting individual who went to. He has a doctorate from Bar Ilan, but went to the Chevron Yeshiva. And he researched Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was a bit infatuated by who was Rav Moshe. And I think that that's what's very interesting about some of the things that he spoke out. And I think Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's grandson, or son, excuse me, pointed this out. The idea that the speaker Arya Foss brought out was that Rav Moshe of Soloveitchik, the son of Rav Chaim, of course, the father of Yosef Dov and Rav Aaron, was known for the midah of emes. And emes knows no bounds. You'll do anything for emes. This is something I witnessed, Baruch Hashem, in my life with my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. That even though it might not be popular, as explained by Rav Moshe, deciding not to be part of a gudda because he thought that's not exactly the way it was formulating, was not the way that his father Rav Chaim, who invented a gudda, was interested in. It became more political. And whether it's Rav Yosef Dov, who joined Mizrahi when it would have been much easier and be much more popular if he joined the Aguda, or is Rav Aaron, who would fight against whatever it was, so that Sheker was very far away from him. Whether it's getting kicked out of a certain theological seminary because of the Midah of Emes, or is just everyday life with reminding people of the Chil Hashem that it could cause. And therefore it's a journey that a person has to have. It's a journey that we seek out the Midah of Emes, and we're always moving for this important lesson. That is the quintessential. That is the important lesson of emes in our lives. Midvar sheker tirchak, to stay far away from any element of falsehood. In some of my halacha shurim, that may be rightfully or not rightfully so, were posted as a featured shiur, so I pointed out the emes also comes into how others look at us. We have the klal of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin is something we have to be very careful with. Rav Moshe makes a beautiful chilek chashad versus Maris Ayin, but the idea is also it doesn't look emes to other people. You might think that what you're doing is great, but other people might look at it and see that it is doesn't look to be emes. And that becomes something that is just as bad. Emes is something that we have to pursue no matter what the stakes may be. That, I believe, is the definition of what a Jewish person is and should be. And why, of course, it is listed here in our parsha. And again, whether it's the Gemara in Shavuos and other sources, list this amongst the important midos that we have to have. And of course, it was the quintessential of the Avos. Yaakov Avinu, who would be known for the Midah of Emes, where Avram took Chesed, Gvur was Yitzchak, and it was Yaakov who combined both of these Midahs into one Midah, the Midah of Emes. We pointed this out before. You could consult other Shiurim on this in the Parshas of Yaakov Avinu, where it would appear that if he was the Midah of Emes, he was the least Emes. From the outset, from the outside, it appears that way. But of course, this isn't true. We pointed out before this idea that, what do you mean? He was Emes, he didn't lie. He lied the most, Yaakov Avinu. Seemingly. He lied to Lavan, didn't he lie to Lavan? He was the one who followed the ways of his mother, who told him, of course, based on the Bina Yisera, the Nevuah that she had, to take over the Bechora. Isn't that not Emes? And we pointed out that that is, in fact, the true Emes. It bothered him. He wanted to get caught, we've learned. But that's Kulo Emes. And sometimes we have the incorrect definition of what Emes is. And that, in fact, is what might get us in trouble the most. Because we don't know how to define what truly MS is. Being the truth of a righteous person. And everything we do, and being honest with our own selves. Finally, I think it's on two levels. It's on the level of how others seek and see us. And are we MS with our own selves of who we really are? Sometimes a person lives somewhat of a dream world because we compare ourselves, well, I'm not as bad as those other people. See, those people in shul, they talk during the whole davening. I only talk during chazaras hashatz. So I'm better than them. Those people, they're not learning at all, but at least I learn a few minutes a day. That's not emes. That's not who we are truly inside and what Hashem expects of us. He expects us to be constantly moving to define, to find the emes. The emes, of course, is the Torah itself. But it's who we are in our service of Hashem. And there's nobody who knows yourself better than yourself. We don't need a psychologist. We don't need a... You know yourself better than anybody else. We can be helped by these people, by these great mentors. But we know ourselves. And we shouldn't dismiss that. We shouldn't compare ourselves to others. Is this truly the MS person that I am inside? Am I doing the best that I possibly can be doing? Or is it just sheker? Tirchak, if I go far away from justifying things and say, well, it's not as bad, it could be worse, I could have done X, Y, and Z. I'm eating this, but at least I'm not eating that. That's not the way that it should be. When we think about this, again, on our journey, it's interesting because a few times a day, three times a day at least, we approach Hashem in the opposite way, like Malachim with our feet together. Because they actually, Malachim, don't have the midah of always being on the move and going. They stop. We spend 2 days a year where we, dafka, don't wear shoes. We show that we don't want to. Rachmanu Litzlan and Avel, we can't, we shouldn't be moving in our midah, in our journey for MS, because those are not the right times. And we approach the Rabbeinu Shalom. We stop like the Malachim for a moment and we say, we are here now. We seek Emes. We always want to be the move, but we realize that you, Hashem, control us. You are the one that decide what is right, what is wrong for us. We have to stop at least three times a day to remind ourselves of that. We should seek Emes. We should always find Emes. We should fight always for Emes and stay far away, far, far away from Sheker, Mitz Hashem. With this, we'll be filling the way of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which of course will bring Mashiach Tzidkenu v'Heri Yameinu, Amen v'Yamein.